You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, oh, good morning, victorious people of God. Listen, this is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast with our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, for Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida, 32901. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, come on, you're welcome to stop by, tune in, listen in, but listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today.
Hallelujah.
I got some news for you on today.
Jesus.
I
Hallelujah.
Want you to smash that share button, smash it,
Hallelujah.
Smash that share button, because I want to let you know today that Jesus is alive and well.
Yes,
I woke
yes.
up this morning with
Hallelujah.
That in my spirit. Jesus is alive and well.
Yes.
So I want you to do this for me, if you will. Tell everyone you see on today, you better tell them for me.
Yes.
Tell them for us that Jesus is alive and well.
Yes.
I got some quick messages
Hallelujah.
Because I don't want to get off course. Because I wanted to let you know that Jesus is alive and well. But we got some conferences that's coming
Hallelujah.
Up on October the 10th through the 12th. That's this Friday,
Hallelujah.
Saturday, and Sunday. Listen, you don't want to miss this Let God Be God conference.
All
because
right.
why? Jesus is alive and
Hallelujah.
Well. And tell everyone you see, you better tell them for me.
Hey,
you better let God be God.
Hallelujah.
We're
going
to have our conference starting this Friday night at 8 p.m. We're going to have Bishop McLeod, hallelujah, from International
Hallelujah.
Life Impact Church in Bradenton, Florida. You don't want to miss this service
come
starting
on.
At 8
come
p.m. You better come on and get in the move of God, because God is moving by his power and he's moving by his spirit. And
Hallelujah.
Then on Saturday at 12 noon, we're going to have Prophet Zephaniah Alexander from Mississippi. You don't want to miss this powerful
Praise
service
God.
At 12
Hallelujah.
Noon. And then at Saturday at 8 p.m., we're going to have Prophet Trevon Hayes. He's going to be here from Mississippi. You better come on. I'm telling you, God is moving in this Let God Be God conference because Jesus is alive and well.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and then our apostle on that Sunday, she will be closing out this Let God Be God conference on Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. You don't want to miss these powerful Friday night, Saturday noonday, Saturday night, 8 p.m., and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., you better come on and let God be God. You don't let everybody else be God.
Hallelujah.
But you better come on and let God be God in this conference on this week. Come on and join us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On October the 30th, we will
13th.
Be at October 13th. The 13th. Hallelujah. We will be at Powerhouse of Faith Ministries with Apostle Watkins at 7:30 in Titusville, Florida. We're going to be celebrating this powerful man of God and his anniversary. So we want you to come on and join us on October the 13th at 7:30. So come on. We got some things going on. And God is moving by his power. He's moving by his spirit. So come on out and join us. On to the hands of our apostle, because God is moving.
Yes, yes. That's the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple in Titusville. Come on out on the 13th. You're going to be blessed.
Yes,
God has a miracle in store for you with your name on it. Amen. Hallelujah. So you ought to be ready to receive all that God has for you.
Yes.
I want you to know God is Lord. Amen. And he's doing great things in our lives.
Amen.
He's blessing on every side. Amen. Hallelujah. And whatever you need, God is going to do it for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know it's time to get your life ready.
Amen.
It's time to get your heart ready. Amen. So that God can bless you. So God can turn things around. Amen. Hallelujah. And bless you. I want to start today Amen. In Joel, the second chapter. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is speaking to his people. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you hear it? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will you obey what he said? Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants you to know and he wants you to be blessed. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Start reading for me at the second chapter of Joel, the sixth verse, please.
Before their face, the people shall be much pain. All faces shall gather blackness.
Oh, hallelujah. Faces shall be gathered blackness. Oh, come on. The day of the Lord is coming. Yes. And God is going to move. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you be ready? Will you be ready to receive what God is doing? Read on for me, please.
They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war.
Oh, they're going to climb the wall like men of war.
They shall march everyone on his own. And they shall not break their ranks.
Amen. Hallelujah. People are running for safety. Yes. I want you to know safety is in God. Yes. Safety is in the word of God. Amen. Safety is in the will of God. Read on for me, please.
Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded.
Oh, if you're in God, you'll never be wounded. Yes. Why? Because God is with you and God is moving for you. Read on for me, please.
They shall run to and fro. In the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows. Like a thief.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't hide from God. Amen. So you might as well get in God. Yes. Amen. You can run. You can run in houses. You can jump in windows, but you can't get away from God. No. God is mighty. God is powerful. Oh, wow. He's all knowing. He's all seeing. Amen. And he can do anything. Read on for me, please.
The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their
shining. God is moving. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's sending his son Jesus back. Amen. For his people, will you be ready? Will you get your life ready? Will you get your house in order? Amen. Will you let God bring deliverance to you, your mind, your soul, your heart, and your body? Read on for me, please.
And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army.
Yes.
And for his camp is very great.
Yes.
For he is strong that executeth his word.
Oh, listen, hallelujah. Glory to God. When God speak, everybody hear it. Yes. Amen. When God talk, hallelujah, glory to God. You see it, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God, because his voice is very great. Read on for me, please.
For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who can abide it?
Ooh, glory to God. Ooh. God's day, hallelujah, is very great and terrible. And amen, if you're not ready, you are not going to abide it. Amen, hallelujah. You won't be able to make it. You won't be able to go through it. Yeah. Amen, hallelujah, but God is giving you a chance. He's warning you now because warning comes before destruction. Yes. And you need to know, amen, that Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back for church without a spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. He's coming back for church. Amen, that's ready. Will you be ready? Amen, to meet the Lord. Read on for me, please.
Therefore also now, saith the Lord,
turn
ye even to me.
Turn ye even to me.
With all your heart.
Now he's talking to you, telling you to turn to him with all your heart. Yes, some of you, amen, hallelujah, you wishy-washy. You got all kind of, amen, things in your heart. Amen, hallelujah, you running this way and that way. Amen, going and seeking every kind of different things. Amen. Hallelujah. You're pulling tricks. Amen. Hallelujah. You got games. God ain't full of tricks and full of games. Yeah. Amen. God is real. God is true. But many of you, amen, you got to turn your heart unto him. Amen. Turn your whole heart. He don't want half of your heart. Amen. Some of you straddling the fence.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Trying to be on one side one time and another side. Amen. Another time. But you got to get all in. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to go all the way. Ooh. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to make the 199 and a half won't do. Amen. You got to get all the way in. But the devil want to keep you part in and part out so that he can destroy you. So he can destroy your life. He can destroy your soul.
Yes.
Amen. But God is warning you now. Amen. So you can get your life right.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So turn your heart, your whole heart over to God. Yes. Read on. Amen.
And with fasting.
With fasting.
And with weeping.
Weeping.
And with mourning.
Oh, hallelujah.
Ooh,
amen. Hallelujah. Get the weeping done. Amen. Get the mourning done. Get the fasting done.
Yes.
I know many of you are mourning and crying. You see all these crybabies? Amen. Because they don't want to give up their sin.
Come on.
They don't want to give up, amen, what they're doing. They don't want to give up their life. And they're crying. I don't want to give up. God said, give it up. Keep on weeping.
Oh,
amen. But even though you're weeping, give it up.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mourning. Oh, God. Amen. Hallelujah. I like my wine.
Yeah.
I like
on.
My women's. Amen. Hallelujah. I like my sex.
Come on.
Amen. You better get rid of it
and
do it God's way.
Oh,
hallelujah. Create in me, David, say a clean heart and renew the right spirit.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all need God to do it for you. You got to get your heart clean up. Got to get your life clean up.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you got to have, amen, a pure heart. Amen. Only the pure heart shall see God.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
And rend your heart.
Rend your heart.
And not your garments.
Oh, you got on all that kind of garment that make you look like, amen, I'm looking like an apostle. I'm looking like a bishop. Amen. Hallelujah. I got my robe on. I got my suit on. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care about all that stuff.
Ooh.
God don't care about all that stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, it looks good. It makes you look good. Amen. Hallelujah. And people will honor you because of the garment that you got on.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But God is not thinking about that old garment you're wearing, that old robe you're wearing. Amen. Hallelujah. God see and looks on the heart.
Ooh.
And if your heart is dirty, if your heart is scheming, if your heart is tricky, hallelujah. If your heart full of confusion, amen. Hallelujah. Disobedient and rebellious. Hallelujah. God wants you to rend it to him.
Yes.
Give it to him. Turn it over to him. You can have a good life.
Yes.
You can have a clean life. You can serve God.
Yes.
Amen. Don't you listen to the devil. Many of you listen to the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And the devil is talking to you. Amen. Letting you know. Amen. Trying to keep you out of the word. Trying to keep you from what God is saying. And trying to tell you it's all right. Amen. To do what you're doing. Amen. Like he tricked Eve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Letting her know she can do whatever she wanna.
Yes.
Amen. But the devil is a liar.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. He comes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But you rebuke the devil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And get your heart right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't even worry about all this garment stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God see you. He see what's in your heart.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
And turn unto the Lord your God.
Yes.
For he is gracious
and
merciful.
Look at God. When you turn to him, he is gracious. You mean to tell me you got a God that's thankful?
Yes,
he's thankful that you are turning to him. Hallelujah. He's gracious. Amen. Hallelujah. And great mercy.
Yes.
And great, hallelujah, mercy. He got mercy. He's a merciful God.
Ooh.
He saw that you were lost. He
hallelujah.
Saw that you was no good. He saw that you was controlled by the devil.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. And he want to make you some good.
Yes.
Amen. Many of you, amen, hallelujah, are like no good goods. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh. Damaged goods.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. But you don't want to be damaged good.
Yes.
You want to be right with God.
Yes.
Amen. You want to be good. Amen. Hallelujah. hallelujah, in the sight of God. You want to be righteous in the sight of God. Amen. Goodness is just not enough. Amen. Ooh. But you got to be right. You got to be in right standing with God. Amen. So God is happy that you came to him. Yes. He is gracious and merciful. Read on.
Slow to anger.
Now he holds back his anger.
Oh, hallelujah.
Slow to anger. He should have killed you. Yes. He should have destroyed you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He should have took you out of here. Amen. And destroyed your whole life and your whole family. That's what he did. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before Jesus came on the scene. Yes. Hallelujah. God was destroying them. Hallelujah. For their disobedience immediately. Hallelujah. But now he, hallelujah, is merciful, gracious. And he takes his time, slow to anger,
yes,
because, hallelujah, Jesus is there. Hallelujah, saying, give them another chance.
Yes.
God, be merciful unto them,
yes,
a sinner. Blot out their sin and their transgression. Aren't you glad today? You got somebody that's bidding for you.
Yeah.
You got somebody pleading for you.
Yes.
You got somebody pleading your case. Amen. So God steps back and he's slow to anger.
Hallelujah.
Read on.
And of great kindness.
And he is great kind. As great kindness. You know there's a lot of people ain't kind.
That's
amen.
Right.
You go to church and seem like they're mad.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody mad. If they ain't mad, seem like they're hurt. They're crying. They're wounded.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you serve God, you ought to be rejoicing.
Yeah.
You ought to be happy. You ought to be joyful. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God.
Yeah.
And he blesses you every day of your life. Amen. I know sometimes, amen, you get to be down, but rebuke that down spirit. Hallelujah. And begin to praise God. Begin to rejoice in him. Hallelujah. Because he got great kindness for you. Hallelujah. And that's where you ought to be. You ought to be kind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I know the enemy trying to break your heart with things you got to go through. Hallelujah. But Jesus did it. He went through many sufferings. Amen. Hallelujah. But he made it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He now sits on the right hand of his Father. Amen. Making intercession for you and us. Amen. He got great kindness. Yes. Read on. Praise God.
And repented him of the evil.
He repented there. He's sorry for your evil. For the evil that, amen, he got to put on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad?
Thank
hallelujah
God.
That he repented. Amen. Of the evil that he want to put on you. Amen. Because you didn't do right. But now that you turn to him. Now that you're seeking him.
Thank
now
God.
That you're calling on him. Oh, look at him. Hallelujah. He's happy. He is rejoicing. Thank you, Jesus. Read on for me, please.
Who knoweth if he will return and repent?
Who know if he will return and repent? Hallelujah. God will return. He's such a good God.
Yes.
He's a merciful God. Hallelujah. He could have destroyed you,
yeah,
taken
right.
you out of, and taken you off the scene.
Yes.
But look at God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who knows if he will repent? Hallelujah. He'll feel sorry. Oh,
right.
glory to God. You know how it is. And your churn did something wrong. Hallelujah. And the devil said, go, amen, get you a bell and whip him to death. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you get have mercy because, amen, hallelujah, you know, amen, they didn't really mean it. The devil was using them. The
That's
devil
right.
got in their heart. The devil got in their life and took control over them.
Yes.
And they say, help me here. Hallelujah. Forgive me, mama. Forgive
yes.
me, daddy. Amen. And you get sorry about it.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
And leave a blessing behind
leave
him.
Leave a blessing. He'll do it. Amen. Hallelujah. He, hallelujah, will repent. He will feel sorry for you.
Yes.
Amen. Like a mother
oh,
with a
Lord.
Child, like a father with his child.
Thank
amen.
You.
They feel sorry for you and leave your blessing. Say, I forgive you, but don't do it again. I forgive you, but
yes.
don't go back into
yes.
that mess you've been in.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read on for me.
even a meat offering and a drink offering.
Give a meat offering and a drink offering.
Unto the Lord your God.
Unto the Lord your God. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at him. Amen. Giving you a blessing now. Yes. Even giving you an offering. Woo, glory to God. Look at what kind of God we have. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's why you ought to serve him. Huh? That's why you ought to turn to him now. Hallelujah. That's why you ought to seek him with all your heart. And with all your soul, and with all your might. I know the devil trying to hold you back and trying to keep you down, trying to make you remember all the bad things you done.
Come on.
Trying to make you remember all the tricky things you done. But it didn't help you.
No.
It wounded you. It kept you back from the blessing of God. It held you down from going forth. But now you see what the devil has done.
Yes.
So get up from there. Woo. Get your mind together.
Hallelujah.
And keep it together and be sincere.
Yes.
Saying within yourself, I'm not going back.
Yes.
I'm not turning around.
Yes.
Because the God I serve, he's got favor.
Yes.
And I got favor with him.
Hallelujah.
Because God can give you favor with himself and man.
Thank
he's that kind of God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Because God is sending forth his men and women of God. And they are serious. He's sending forth the apostles. He's sending forth the prophets. He's sending forth the evangelists. He's sending forth the teachers. He's sending forth the hallelujah, pastor. Are you ready?
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. The fivefold ministries is getting ready like never before. And what did he say? What did he tell them? Blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
It's time for them to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Ooh,
get the word out. Get on the television and start preaching the word.
Ooh.
Get on the radio and start preaching the word.
Yes.
Get on Facebook
and
start preaching the word.
Yes.
Stop this foolishness. Hallelujah. Fighting one another.
Yes.
Talking about the black folks.
Come on.
Talking against the white folks.
Come on.
Talking against the Indians.
Come on.
Talking against the Mexicans.
Come on.
Devil is a liar. God didn't call you. Hallelujah. To scandalize one another.
Come on.
To beat down one another. But he called you to preach the word.
Yes.
And it's time to preach the word in season, out of season.
Yes.
Because people are dying like never before.
Yes.
The death angels is walking the land. And the devil is telling them to get you. Hallelujah. Do you want to be destroyed or do you want to be saved?
Yes.
The men of women of God, God is giving them the message.
Blow.
He said, blow the trumpet in Zion.
Ooh.
Get out there.
Thank you.
And preach the word. What else did he say?
Sanctify your fast.
Sanctify your fast.
Call
Don't just get on a fast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you think it's good.
Because
you think it's going to make you skinny. Because you think it's going to make your skin looking
Come
good.
On.
Hallelujah. But sanctify fast.
You both shout.
Hallelujah. Let it be a fast that God is calling you to take you up higher into another dimension in the spirit. Sanctify fast. It's time to get a sanctified fast.
Yes.
I know many of you get mad because you don't want to be sanctified. But it's time to be sanctified.
Yes.
It's time to clean up your life and turn from your wicked ways and start seeking God with all your heart. Read on for me, please.
Call a solemn assembly.
Call a solemn assembly.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Call the church together.
Yes.
Call the people of God together.
Indeed.
Call the leaders together.
Yes.
Call the members together. Call a solemn assembly. It's time to call them. Come on. alone. You need not die in your sins. You need not die and be lost. Ooh, you have a chance. Hallelujah. Call them together. Yes. Oh, glory to God. I know they feel like, hallelujah, you don't have to praise God that much. Yes. You don't need to go to church that much. But the devil is a liar. Yes. It's time for revival like never before. It's time now for soul saving revival, yes, for people to be delivered and set free. Call a solemn assembly. Yes. Read on for me, please.
Gather the people.
Gather the people. We need a gathering. Amen. That will bring the people together. Yes. Not a gathering to show off.
Come on.
Not a gathering to see who can preach better than one another.
Yes.
Who can cast out more demons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not a gathering. Amen. To bicker and argue. Hallelujah. And criticize one another. But a gathering that will bring the people together and get them saved and get them sanctified.
Yes.
Call them together.
Yes.
Sanctify, read on for me, please.
Sanctify the congregation.
Ooh, the congregation need to be clean.
Ooh.
They need to be, hallelujah, sanctified.
Yeah.
They need to be set apart. That's what sanctified means.
Yes.
Set apart to do the will of God.
Yes.
To do what God say.
Yes.
Get them together. Ooh. Read on for me, please.
Assemble the elders.
Go ahead.
Gather the children. And those that suck with breath.
Even them that sucking the breath. I got a little grand, great grandbaby here.
Yes.
Call him together.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Messiah, I need you to come.
Yes.
We got to get busy with the children and get them together.
Ooh.
Even them that suck the breath. Read on for me, please.
Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber. And let the bride out of her closet.
And the bride come out. Everybody come on. Read on.
Let the ministers of the Lord
weep between the porch and the altar.
And let them say,
Spare thy people.
Oh, Lord.
It's time to say, spare thy people. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Listen, I want to pray for you today. Many of you need to be saved. You need to be delivered. You need to be set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to say, Father, come into my life. Come into my heart. Send forth my deliverance for my life.
Yes.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sins and rose that I may have life. And I accept him into my life right now. I denounce you, Satan. Hallelujah. You're no longer, hallelujah, my leader. You're no longer my boss. I'm serving Jesus now. Get up from there and come on out to this conference and let God bless you. Let God deliver you. Let God deliver your mind. You that are sick in your body, Father, we bind every sickness, every disease, and every infirmity. We curse it now in the name of Jesus. Bless your people. God, bring deliverance to them. Those that have a problem, I know you're a problem solver. Solve every problem in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking to see you. Come on. Come on out this week to the conference and let God bless you.
Amen. Join us this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
This Friday night, let God be God. Conference is Friday night. We're having Bishop McCloud at 8 p.m. This Saturday at 12 noon, we're having the prophet.
Prophet Zephaniah Alexander
will be here at 12 noon. And then on Saturday night, we're having Prophet Trevon Hayes. You better come on out and don't miss Let God Be God. And then Sunday, our apostle will be closing out.
Thank God, Be God conference
at 11:30 a.m. Come on and join us.
Yes,
I told you earlier, Jesus is alive and well. You better go and tell me where. Come on.
Jesus is alive and well.
Oh, yes, he is.
Tell everyone you see. Tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. I shall overcome.
What about you today?
I shall overcome. Everyone you see, tell them for me, I shall overcome.
Come on,
Jesus is alive and well.
Can't you feel him today?
Jesus is alive and well.
Everyone,
tell everyone you see,
tell them.
Tell them
to me.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus is alive and well.
Then meet me on the 13th. Hallelujah. At the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Amen. In Titusville. You don't want to miss it on October the 13th.
7:30.
Apostle Curtis Watkins is having his celebration, anniversary celebration. Yes. Come on. And let God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Woo!
Know that God is with me, so I keep believing.